Good afternoon. Cold air remains in place across interior New York and New England with a northwest breeze bringing in moisture, mainly in the form of cloud cover, down off of the Great Lakes and into the region. This is limiting sunshine today, and as a result, temperatures will remain on the cold side and top out in the middle 20s on average. Some places will stay in the teens through the afternoon. Also coming in on the heels of that northwest wind, lake effect snow showers and squalls, particularly downwind of Lake Ontario. A few flurries and snow showers could drift all the way through eastern New York and western New England, but the accumulating snows will be confined to the western Adirondacks and parts of the Mohawk Valley today. Overnight tonight, we'll get a reinforcing shot of colder air with a north breeze developing and pushing temperatures all the way down through the teens in some places, starting out in the single digits to near 10 above. Clouds will be on the increase as we watch a storm system evolving out of the southern plains and working its way toward the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. On this path, clouds will continue to increase and thicken during the morning tomorrow, and light snow will break out during the afternoon from west to east. Snow will overspread the entire region by dark as the low pressure center moves south of Long Island and intensifies along the eastern seaboard. Snow will pick up in intensity as we head through the overnight period tomorrow night, and most folks will wake up with at least 4 inches of snow on the ground in interior New York and New England by Sunday morning. Some places could see as much as 8 inches of snow, with the highest terrain upwards of about a foot by the time the storm moves out and the snow winds down during the morning on Sunday. Still some lingering snow showers and flurries during the afternoon on Sunday, otherwise a northwest breeze will kick in, drying us out and bringing us back to at least some sunshine by the end of the day. High temperatures on Sunday will be around 30. A dry day on Monday with high pressure in control, cold though in the lower to mid-20s before another weak disturbance heads our way for Tuesday with some light snow and highs right around 30 degrees. The weather pattern looks relatively quiet with a few passing snow showers Wednesday and Thursday and highs back up to around 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings remain in effect downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Another 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall in locations that already picked up a foot or more of snow through the midweek period. And winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the lower Missouri Valley and lower Midwest. Most of this region will see 2 to 4 inches of snow with as much as 6 inches locally. Some locations will see some ice accretion, which could lead to scattered power outages. And wind chill advisories remain in effect for the northern tier of North Dakota and Minnesota. Wind chill values will be as low as 25 to 40 below zero in these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Marathon, Miami, Pembroke Pines, and West Kendall, all in Florida, to a low of 32 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy near 30, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 58, set in 1984, and the record low, 6 below zero, in 1988. Sunrise this morning is at 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today, highs in the teens and lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 10 above to 10 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Cloudy skies tonight with lows between 0 and 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today, with highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with a few snow showers and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with snow developing in the middle of the day and becoming steady by evening. High temperatures in the lower 20s. Steady and at times heavy snow Saturday night, ending Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy near 30 Sunday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 20s on Monday. On Tuesday, scattered snow showers near 30. A few snow showers Wednesday in the upper 20s and lower 30s with mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.